producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, why don't we just do that? Because we know, I'm so excited that we've got the machinery to do that. A machinery sounds kind of like an odd term when you're dealing with computers, but technically I suppose it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we think of technology as being like old printing presses or something, or a combine, but, you know, it's all the same, I suppose, one way or the other. All right, so who's the most unpopular person in America at this moment?
Wow.
What'd you say?
I would say this nurse out in...
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Casey Hitchcock. Hitchcock. Maybe, is it Hitchcock? Hitchcock. And her boyfriend stepped out of their home on Thursday morning and rode away on mountain bikes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I would be kind of frightened to be these people, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? I think there's enough crazies out there who...
Oh, well, hopefully not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's one thing if she just... Why didn't she just ride around with a... You know, in the driveway or something? I mean,
Right. You don't have to go out, Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a really stupid move.
Well, we're talking about, they're talking about 3 weeks total, which probably means another like less than 2 weeks, 10 days, 11 days.
Right.
November 10th.
Yeah.
Okay. So what, so please, come on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, how 11 days?
Yeah. Yeah. It's way too soon. We saw what happened with the doctor.
Yeah.
In New York City. This is, just be a little more smart about it,
She said that I'm not willing to stand here and let my civil rights be violated when it's not science-based. She contends there's no need for her to be quarantined because she's showing no symptoms. Except we know that, that it's not the it's the fever. And so, unless she's checking from moment to moment... Maine law allows a judge to grant temporary custody of someone if health officials demonstrate a clear and immediate public health threat. Well, you know what they should do? They should give her a court date on November 11th.
Yeah. Or tell her, hey, that's fine. You want to be out and whatever, but if you give somebody Ebola and we find out that it was traced
we'll
back to you,
yeah, you'll prosecute for manslaughter.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Well, they tried to do that with, I think, and I don't know how successful it was, somebody who had AIDS and knew he had AIDS and didn't tell somebody.
Okay, yeah.
So there's certainly precedent, I don't know. Obama said overly restrictive measures imposed upon treating healthcare workers could discourage them from volunteering in Africa. Oh, I don't know. I think Ebola itself is pretty much of a of a restriction. Yeah, I think people are going to go or are probably.
Yep.
And the military say they have to undergo 21-day quarantine.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. So we can do that to our service men and women, but
well, of course,
apparently
but,
it doesn't.
But you essentially in the military you have almost no civil rights.
True. I mean, that's so true. You're not technically a civilian.
Yeah, so it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
And the military is saying 21 days start upon their return instead of their last exposure to an Ebola patient.
Oh, really? Okay. So they're really being cautious with that then. Yeah.
There we go. Well.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, I just think that it's not that. I mean, look, first of all, I think it's one thing if she just. I think it's her defiance as much as anything else. The idea my needs are more important than the public safety or the public anxiety as much as anything else.
Right.
I mean, just sort of be aware that part of, a nurse's responsibility is patient care, is TLC. In addition, because quite often nurses aren't on the front, aren't making decisions, but quite often they're the front line of dealing with the patient's anxiety and making them comfortable and sort of... soothing them, so.
Sure. Well, my wife brought up last night, you know, she said, well, weren't you, you know, going to the front lines to fight this in the first place to do a good deed?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, do a good deed now, lower everybody's anxiety about it, and just, you know, chill out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we're not talking about being in a prison sentence. We're not talking about shaving her head, you know, burning her wardrobe. All we're saying is stay in your house for a couple days.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
For basically 11 days.
Right, right.
And I, you know, I mean, there presumably she could ride around in her yard. I don't know how much space she has, but I don't know.
Yeah, you'd think she could be right outside her house to get some fresh air if she needed to, you know. And
yeah, I don't know that they've said she has to stay in the house, and maybe that she's alive because it's not an aerosol.
Right. Yep. Yep. Exactly.
But I mean, the problem is hopefully she won't come down with Ebola. And she's going to say, see, I told you, and sue.
Right.
Or she will, at which point she's going to be a martyr and everybody's going to feel sorry for her.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, all right, here's this, believe it or not, has vaguely to do with what I did with Doug this morning, which I do this time of week, every week. I have to get up early, which is why I sound a little groggier on Thursdays than I do on other days. He said, how do you convince people to be happy? And I said, well, it's a choice, you know, that, and I told them my Ebola boot story, and that, you know, that if there's nothing you can do about something, then worrying about something over which you have no control is a waste of time. So do something that makes you feel better. And that's, you know, that we always have those choices. And even if there's been a disaster, even if there's, you know, we've made a dreadful mistake, we're going to learn much more from our mistakes than we do from our successes. And given the fact that it costs, what, $65,000 a year or something to go to Harvard, that, you know, learning from your mistakes can take a disaster and turn it into something that is not only not disastrous, but helpful and useful and, if not, happy. Although I think people quite often look back on things and say, you know, that I couldn't have been the person I am today if that hadn't happened, or I wouldn't have met this person, or I wouldn't have made this decision. So I truly think, and my favorite statement was somebody saying, no one's going to take my joy away from me. And I don't think they meant me personally, although there was always that option, I suppose. But to say, you know, that we really do have a choice. And, you know, I guess part of my concern with our nurse here is that that she's really making a choice to make everybody maximally unhappy. And maybe she's looking for a paycheck somewhere. Maybe she's looking for
a book deal.
And she certainly got a lot of publicity about it.
Yep.
But you know, it would seem to me that, first of all, I mean, once she either has Ebola or she doesn't, the story goes away. Although she'll probably continue to sue. She technically doesn't have grounds if she gets Ebola.
Yeah,
I certainly don't wish Ebola on her. But,
no, of course not. No.
But I do think that she's making a wrong decision.
Yep.
I'll tell you, I was on a plane once, and the seat disconnected. And so it threw me back. And I wasn't hurt, but I actually had to stand. And it was when I was doing a lot of traveling. So I was actually in first class, which I almost never am. And so I had to stand all the way.
So
I just got in touch with the airline and said, you know, I want the difference between my first class ticket and coach. Because
at least,
I said I wanted a refund. And they said, well, you got there. And I said, well, I'd like the difference between what first class cost and what tourist got. Because I'd stand the whole time. And they said, no. And so someone said, well, you should sue them. And I really thought, well, you know, how much of my life do I want to spend focused on something that really wasn't much fun?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's possible I could win some money on it, but how much of my life is worth? And I was talking with a friend who was talking about, she felt that she was unfairly fired. And I said, man, that's a tricky thing to do. First of all, they have bigger and better attorneys, and they have attorneys on staff, so it doesn't cost them anything to sue. And they will make you look like the most incompetent human being on the face of the earth, number two. And number three, is it really worth the next year and a half of your life to sort of be focused on something that's this unhappy and negative, as opposed to, you know, pulling yourself up by your little bootstraps and getting another job someplace? So, you know, I really do think that happiness is a choice, and that we make choices that need to take that into consideration of not only, could I win a case, but will it make me happy or unhappy? What, you know, what am I really doing? An unexamined life is not worth living, right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Shane, I think we should talk about some of the what people would do with their week. But you know what maybe we should put up on Facebook as well is if you were quarantined for 21 days, what would you do?
That's a great question, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, perfect.
So we can get everybody prepared to think of it positively as opposed to being put on house arrest, right?
Right, right.
And we'll send them off to Maine for some anonymous nursing person. All right, so let's because we keep this is what it's now it's we've now outlived our week boundary that we set about what people would do if they had a week. So you and I already talked about it. You said you'd spend time with your family, which I would. My family's pretty far away, so I'd probably be texting and sort of inviting everybody here, but I'd probably be on the air.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah, and I'd probably have people in and out just because that's what always happens, that except last time during Sandy, which was 2 years ago yesterday, they made me evacuate for 3 days, and then I came back, and I just wanted to be here. I mean, there's something about being in your own bed, especially when you're working, and especially when it's disastrous, and sort of feeling like you're part of the community, and even though I had no heat, water, electricity for 30 days. But, I mean, it was inconvenient, but it wasn't scary. And there were people who had genuine problems, and I wasn't one of them. So
Sure.
All right, so let's hear what people say.
So we said if you only had 1 week to live, what would you choose to do? And our first person in here on Facebook says, eat any and everything.
No dieting.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea either. I mean, there's a lot of rich, great foods that, you know, we all probably kind of try to avoid most of the time. Maybe just go nuts on that, huh?
Not a terrible idea, although, see, my concern would be that I'd probably, you know, I'd probably be careful the first day or two, and then I was sure that I was going to survive.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of like my story about studying for my math test when I thought it was possible that we were going to be attacked by the Russians.
Oh,
I don't want to spend my last night on Earth studying for a math test.
Yeah,
thought,
good point.
If the Russians don't attack and you have to take that math test and haven't studied, you're going to wish.
right. Yeah. Let's see. Frankie says, I would like to say spend time with my family, but after about an hour, I would end up committing suicide. So maybe traveling, waiting, South America or Australia or Dublin. Visiting.
He's gonna get out of Dodge.
I guess so, yeah. He says he would like to say spending time with his family. But
that's a big fib.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, he's an honest man.
Yeah, that's true. Antonio says, spend time with siblings, eat lots of my favorite oily foods, once again there, and do lots of volunteer work. Hey, that's pretty cool. And he also says, this is a good one. He also says, get pictures taken. You know,
from whom?
I suppose
talking about this wouldn't be a worldwide thing. This would just be.
I think he's thinking just him. Yeah.
Personal.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's thinking, get some pictures taken of him and his family and whatever. That's kind of neat. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What else?
Let's see. Kristen says, fly all my family to my house, hang out, stay up late playing games and telling funny family stories. And absorb all the love.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Chris says, enjoy time with family and friends, eating my favorite foods, once again, regardless of whether they're helpful or not.
Well, we've got that theme going, don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He says, and try to resolve any arguments or disagreements that had been problematic over the years. I'm not so sure I'd worry about that at that point. Would you?
He may be referring to relationships, like, you know, making your amends.
True. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that does make sense. I mean, kind of clearing the air and just being like, hey, you know, we only got a week to live, so let's just.
I'm sorry that, you know, that I said you were fat or.
Yeah. right. All right. Lori says, she says, back to Frankie up here. So sad, Frankie, the guy who was referring to his not wanting to spend time with his family. But I'm with you, she says. I would live like a queen if I only had 1 week left, as I do now, she says. So,
well, you know, keep going. I'll tell you about an issue with a friend who knew that he found out he had liver cancer. They told him 6 months.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
And he went into grievous debt. I mean, he bought a Porsche.
Really?
And,
wow.
Yeah. I guess he figured. I don't know what the rules are. I don't think he did either about debt. I think there's some possibility.
Family, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he figured his life insurance policy or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Possibly.
I mean, the people are being a lot more responsible, I suppose, than I would have assumed that they would be. All we're doing is picking out. Right? So everybody's going to be eating chicken wings.
Exactly.
And pepperoni pizza.
Yes. Susan says, be with my family at our ranch in Sonoma County.
That's pretty nice.
Beautiful place to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dana says, have Thanksgiving dinner every day with all my friends and family. I love Thanksgiving dinner, too. I can relate with that one.
Okay, so we got the food and the friends. We've got one that combined the both. Fair enough.
Yeah.
We've got a theme going here.
Yes, definitely. I'm seeing that throughout most of it. In fact, Summer says, spend time with my family and make sure everything was in order for my kids' lives. So I think that's...
Yeah, it's really interesting how people are interpreting this, which is I was doing it in the larger context of the world's going to end. But do you know, it's really interesting. Let me just say something serious. Well, I guess all of this is kind of serious somewhat.
Yeah, you bet.
A couple of years ago, I did some stuff for State Farm Insurance because it's something like only 20% of Americans have a will and have life insurance.
I believe that. Yep. Yeah.
I think about it for a moment.
Just recently. So.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one thing if you don't have young kids.
Sure.
Or you're not married, I suppose. But then still, I mean, it's not a terribly responsible thing to do, and it's kind of scary if you think about it because, I mean, my point of putting this question on Facebook is severalfold. I mean, part of it was because everybody was feeling scared, much more frightened last week, I think, than they are this week about Ebola and whether or not the species was going to survive. And my way of dealing with fear of things that you can't deal with is do something you can deal with, which is, okay, what would I do? All right, so that was number one. But there's kind of a larger thing as well of focusing on what's important that hopefully a couple of the people who responded on Facebook will say, well, you know what? I don't know that I don't have a week to live, so what I'm going to do is go make amends. Or, you know, what I'm going to do is, you know, I'm not going to pig out all week, but maybe tonight I'll have a Snickers bar or something, or maybe when my kids go trick-or-treating. In other words, to do the things that make your life meaningful for you.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that kind of larger issue, which is kind of underneath all this, is this is a hypothetical situation, but in theory, none of us know. Right?
Yeah, could be any time, right?
You know,
yeah.
I have a friend who's been married for, I know, 20 years to a guy who's 20 years older than she is. And I've known her since almost the whole time they've been married. And since I've known her, she's been worried that he was going to die. And it turns out that she's the one who's had the life-threatening illnesses three times during the marriage. And they're both okay right now. But I sort of pointed that out to her that, you know, in spite of all our projections, that we're really not guaranteed anything. And so, you know, I do want you to think about things that are important to you and make sure that your life is wonderful. But also think about both life insurance and a will, folks. We'll be back talking about this tomorrow, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's how you do it. Then we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-993-7569. Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, doctor.
How are you, Steve?
Good. I'm driving right now, doc.
Oh, I can hear. I'm on your radio, which means you got to turn your radio down.
No, my radio is down.
There you go.
Okay. Like I mentioned to you, Serena, doc, I've heard you in the past many times. I like listening to what's in music. Varied interest. Okay. Dealing with depression for many, many years. Bipolar hasn't been too drastic and profound last number of years, but I do still feel the blue moods and take a shot of Zoloft every so often.
Well, I mean, first of all, Steve, that's you can't treat you can't treat depression or bipolarity like a headache. You know, you take an aspirin as needed.
Right.
You have to treat, to get back to the aspirin metaphor, you have to treat depression. If you're using aspirin, for example, for a headache, you just take it as needed. If you're using aspirin to offset the risk of cardiovascular disease, then you have to take it every day because you're trying to get to a blood level. So if you're just popping a Zoloft when you're feeling blue, first of all, it's not going to work very well. It's not going to do anything for the manic part, which I know is the fun part. But I don't know how often. Who decided you were bipolar? Did you or did a therapist?
Therapist.
And how long ago was this? Yeah, okay.
Oh, that was a number of years ago. I'm 57 years old.
Okay.
So that was 17 years ago.
Okay, so when you were 40.
Right. And, Doc, I don't have wild stages of bipolar, but when I feel blue and down, it's happened more often than not, and I just try to give myself a positive reinforcement notation in my head every day.
Okay.
Put one foot in front of the other, and, you know.
Well, Steve, look, that's a really good option and a really good strategy because everybody gets the blues, but the blues are not the same as depression. I mean, there are days where we feel a little off, that we're coming down with a cold, or we didn't make the sale, or someone we love hasn't been responsive, or we're worried about our kids, or...
Right.
And so the idea that that human beings are prone to elation when something wonderful happens, and sadness when we're disappointed. And I don't think anybody would ever, or certainly I wouldn't, want to ever take away either the sadness or the elation, that's part of being human, that those are normal responses to events that occur in our life. When you're talking about depression, when you're talking about mental illness, you're talking about a whole different spectrum. You're talking about feeling sad and having no idea at all what triggered it, that there's nothing in the external world that you can point to and say, yeah, this is what's going on. Or conversely, which is much less common, whatever triggered it happened a long time ago, and you can't get over it. So the idea being that sadness, that if you're feeling like, oh, poor me, you know, that I'm getting older and, you know, I'm not having as much fun, then saying, I'm putting one foot in front of the other, I'm just having an off day, what I'm going to do is, you know, send a postcard to a friend and you know, reach out to somebody.
Right.
That'll work.
Positive.
And that's self-reliance, that's sanity, that's good mental health. That's not depression. I mean, the idea of, it's kind of like, if the metaphor is you've got a broken, if you've been lying around, if you've been in bed for a while, right, and you're not getting any exercise, and you go to the gym, and you do some leg lifts, all right, that's a really good idea. Unless you broke your ankle, and then that's a really stupid idea. It's not only not going to do any good, but it could do some harm. So you have to differentiate between sadness and depression because they're not the same at all. And if you're truly depressed, I admire your courage, but not your good sense. That saying, okay, I just have to put one foot in front of the other, will work with sadness. It will not work with depression because it has nothing to do with it. It truly is an imbalance.
I try to work with that as much as I can, Doc. The positive jolt, as I call it. Okay. And
well, but Steve, it'll work on sadness. It won't touch depression.
Right. Well, thank you for your time, Doc.
Well, Steve, wait a minute. Before we do, thank me for my time. What I'm suggesting is that if you, and I don't know whether you've been, first of all, there may be other issues going on in your life if you haven't been to a therapist in 17 years, number one. Number two, we know conclusively, which we did not know 17 years ago, that the combination of medication, talk therapy, and exercise works significantly better on depression in particular than any of the three separately. So, you know, as I said, I admire your attitude, but not your good sense. And it's, you know, what if I said to you, if you talk to somebody who knows what they're doing and clear about the diagnosis and put you on some kind of medication, not popping a Zoloft every once in a while, but really giving you some medication that actually doesn't have a whole lot of side effects, does have good effects, talks to you about what some of the issues are in your life, and gets you on an exercise regimen, then you would feel 100% better than you do today. That might be worth trying. And that's what I'm saying to you.
I understand that. And the endorphins, may the endorphins kick in also with the exercise.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and also that bodies are meant to move and that
and
just the sense of mastery over ourselves as well. Plus, it does affect our biochemistry. And that's when we're talking about clinical depression, we're talking about biochemistry. We're not talking about... And the reason that the talk therapy is put into that is the idea is one of the ways I mentioned is that there may have been an event that touched off the depression from which you haven't recovered. So it was sadness to begin with, but somehow it changed the critical mass enough so that it merged over into depression and you can't get out.
Right.
Because there are things.
I think if I could say this, the first therapist I saw was 17 years ago. I have seen other therapists since.
Good.
And Zoloft was prescribed.
But not the way you're taking it.
Well, I understand. Again,
Steve, nobody has said if you're feeling sad today, pop a Zoloft. No one would ever say that. It's just not how Zoloft works.
Okay,
so you're going to get all the side effects of a medication with none of the benefits. Except the psychological one, which is, now I'm going to feel better because I took a Zoloft.
Right.
You're going to do that, take an aspirin. It's going to have less side effect on you.
Here you go. I'll do an M&M also.
You just read my mind, Steve. I can tell you're a listener. I was just going to say, I'll try an M&M peanut. Or maybe not even an M&M peanut.
Thank you again, Dr. Joy.
Okay, Steve. Drive carefully.
Nice speaking with you. I am. I'm in the right lane now, and seatbelt is on.
Good. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. We live in a country where we think that using drugs is only a good idea recreationally. We're willing to legalize marijuana, but we're not willing to take a psychotropic drug that may make us feel better. And it's not just Steve. I mean, it's lots of folks, but he's just being honest about it. And as I said, the whole perception of mental illness and especially depression has really changed noticeably. It's one of those things that if you haven't seen a therapist recently, it may make some sense to do that. But the idea of just sort of popping a pill when you feel depressed is not what you're going to do is maximize the side effects and minimize the positive effects.
Yep.
Just not a good idea
Those
at all.
Drugs were not designed to be used that way.
Well, there are some. I mean, if you have a headache and you take, an aspirin or Tylenol,
because the headache
is episodic. If you've had a headache for 3 days and you've been popping aspirin and it doesn't do any good, then maybe we're talking about something other than that approach. But if you're doing it to lower your cardiac risk, then you have to get to a blood level.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right. So, but I mean, I'm not sure exactly why he called, because he clearly was I maybe just lonesome, and I'm delighted. Whatever reason people call, but
maybe
just to have somebody say basically what I said, which is, look, this isn't a very wise thing to do, and so let's think about another way of doing this. So, however use I can be to you guys, a second opinion, a 14th opinion, a 386th opinion, it's all works as far as I'm concerned. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-993-7569. I've got about 5 or 6 minutes left in this hour. Then we have 2 more hours to go, so you can either call now and I'll hold you over, most likely, or we'll put you on at the beginning of next hour, give you a little bit more time. All right, so let's go back to our folks sort of looking over their life and deciding what they would do. Because, I mean, there are very few times where we actually get to know that and we're healthy enough to be able to do it. I mean, that's the trick, isn't it? That,
yeah.
That if you're in the hospital and they say, I saw the Theory of Everything last night, which is the
Hawking
story.
Yep.
And at one point they say, you know, the original, and I'm not giving away anything in the movie, that they say you have 2 years to live. And it turns out that wasn't actually what happened, but since he's still alive. But that seldom happens, and when it happens, it's quite often a catastrophic situation. So that you're not healthy or whatever. Yeah. So,
yeah, I'd say it's a pretty rare circumstance. I would imagine, anyways, where somebody is able to actually enjoy that last period. Unfortunately,
yeah.
You know.
The question is, if someone said, "Look, you've got a week," or but see, my notion was that you were not ill. This was
right.
Not a personal issue as much as this was
a world kind of
crisis. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna hit the meteor is gonna hit the Earth in 10 days. Well, that kind of actually worries me. The first word that came to my mind is, would there be looting? One would hope not, but who knows?
Yeah. I would think that people, if we all knew we were doomed as a society, I would
think
people...
What we would do.
People
would run amok. I mean, it's not a comforting thought, is it?
No, I would think that people would not, though. Wouldn't you? I mean, maybe... You know,
I would hope.
Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, listen, hopefully enough people believe in, either karma or an afterlife or heaven or hell, that would not be a very good idea, but...
Or even just what's the point at that time, you
well,
know,
but I mean, I'll tell you what I think part of the point might be, being the psychologist we know me to be, the same impulse that says I can eat anything I want because there's no consequence.
Okay, sure. Makes sense, I guess.
Right.
Yeah,
I know. So, well, let's hope for the best. All right, let's hear what other people say.
Sure. Shannon says, travel with friends and enjoy, review my life, show up, make amends. And then she says, give a token item to remember me to buy to my closest family and friends. So she also was thinking, you know, she herself.
That's a lot in a week.
Yeah,
really busy.
It is, yeah. But, well, you know, if you're going to do it, you might as well go all out.
I mean, yeah, you're going to have a long time that you don't have to worry about sleeping. I suppose.
Right.
Somebody pointed out to me two things, and one actually occurred to me. I was at a theater the other day, because every once in a while I think, well, gee, this city's been very good to me, and I'd like to, you know, at some point when I shuffle off this mortal coil, because people, especially in this part of the world, give like a seat at the opera or something like that. And I mean,
sure,
people with huge amount of money build buildings, and that isn't what I'm talking about. But then one of the things I might do is give some place that I go to a lot a water fountain, because I'm always always thirsty. I thought that would be cool. And somebody was teasing that about how much I love theater, to name a theater after me, but I don't think I'll get a theater named after me. I just, you know, haven't done that much theater.
You never know.
A drinking fountain, I could manage that. And you know, maybe what I'd have is a drinking fountain in the middle of like Times Square or something.
That'd
so that
be
you
cool.
Didn't,
yeah,
so that you could go and get it when you were thirsty. Either that or public restroom. I think I'm probably better off. Probably easier to maintain a drinking fountain.
It'd be kind of a analogy for your life too, you know. And people are coming to you for something they need.
Well, that might be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. For hydration. Yeah. Yeah. The Dr. Joy Brown water fountain and shower. Perfect.
That's great.
The Ebola fountain. Yeah. Well, maybe. You know, so I have to figure out how to do that. Then maybe I'll do that while I'm alive. Except I don't know how. I think you have to probably leave a trust. I think you probably have to build it and then leave the money to maintain it.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe I could do that. That'd be kind of fun. Set that up. I like that idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Me too.
That's my current idea: water fountain in Times Square. I hadn't really come up with the Times Square idea yet, but because there's nothing. I mean, all there are is the naked cowboy.
Yeah.
And the hostile Elmos. Keep going.
All right.
With our folk.
Tina
it's
says,
inspiring me.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Exactly. Tina says, go to a Caribbean island with my husband, sit in the sun, play in the ocean, drink pina coladas, and watch sunsets. I like
that. Okay.
And that's a good kind of end of the world type one there, you know? I mean, if everybody's going, that's a good way to spend it.
Well, there are a couple movies that have been done. One of them is Willem Dafoe, where there was going to be, I think that was the plot of the movie, is there was going to be the jet 48 hours or something, and he was had a very young mistress or something, and that they were sort of spending the last 48 hours together, and I think one of them was out on the deck. And I mean, it's an interesting premise, and my idea is not to scare the living daylights out of you, but to focus on what's important. And hopefully, as each of you were writing this, you'd think, okay, Pina Colada's husband, Sunset, then maybe I don't have to wait till the end of the world. Maybe, something to plan, in the next couple of months.
Yeah. Kimberly says, travel with my family. She says, my life is all about family. I have no regrets, so it would be... So I would be at peace with how I have lived my life, and I would be enjoying spending my last days with my husband and daughter. Most of my family is on the other side, so I would be anxious for my big reunion, too.
Okay.
So, yeah. More family, family and food is the the common thread. Maybe that's why for holidays. That's what you think about it. That's what holidays are all about, is family and food, it seems like. Maybe there's...
Seems to be the case, Yeah. Well, and I think that if you think about how holidays are, Thanksgiving being the one coming up.
Yeah.
And most holidays fall around sort of ancient kind of traditions of either the spring where we all get together and celebrate having survived the winter, or the winter where we all gather together to survive together. So the idea of people coming together and kind of banding together to both be grateful to one another and to find the strength in numbers and to eat.
Yeah.
So So you're right. Our question has hit a resonant chord in human experience. All right, what else we got?
Angela says, share everything I could with my daughter and my family. So kind of the same type of theme. Peggy says, not counting spending time with my kids and my grandkids, I would be in the Upper Peninsula with my honey. I'm assuming she means Michigan there. That's a beautiful part of the world.
Right, so she is or is not spending time with...
She says not counting that, so I'm assuming she is spending time with her kids and her grandkids.
Okay,
and,
so she added something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Her honey.
In the Upper Peninsula, yeah.
Well, let's hear more.
Yeah, we need to know this stuff.
Come on, give us the deets. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.